It really does, and it's a great grant program. It's Community Food Projects, which is part of the Farm Bill, and it's a program that really brings folks together, local efforts, really, to help in food insecurity and have better access to healthy food products for a number of folks and across the country. And I think we had 23 grants in 16 states, and I'm especially excited that three of those are in Georgia, totaling about $900,000. So we certainly are very pleased that Georgia will be benefiting, and the citizens of Georgia will be benefiting from these grants.
Now, give us a little more information about the three that are in Georgia then.
All right. Well, the first one is with the Emory School of Medicine, and it will create in the Northwest Atlanta Healthy Hub, food hub. So it's going to really expand a community garden that the community has there. It's going to increase volunteer assistance and improve educational opportunities and really deliver a kind of a multi-method of approach to ending food illiteracy and helping folks understand about where healthy food comes from and connecting food with kids and youth and young adults and some of our older residents. So I think it's a great example of how to teach folks how to eat healthier and giving them access to food as well. The other one, the next one is in Athens, the Athens Land Trust, and it's the West Broad Community Food Project. And it's really focusing on meeting the needs of low-income families in the Athens area. So by improving their access to healthy food and helping them have access to fruits and vegetables that are grown there by local farmers, local vendors are coming together to create this opportunity. So that's a good one as well. And then there's a third one in Georgia, so we're so excited. And it's the Food Bank of Northeast Georgia Community Food Project. And they're an innovative food hub bringing together a food bank, local farms, other community organizations, educational institutions, nonprofits, all this coming together to work together, again, to bring awareness and access for healthy eating to low-income residents.
I realize, Krista, a lot of work has been done over the past few years through the Know Your Farmer, Know Your Food initiative, and obviously this all ties in together, doesn't it?
It really does. I think that it's a great effort to really help connect people with where their food comes from. It helps the farmers having a much, much keener awareness about what they do, the risks they have, how tough agriculture is, and having the local residents who may not understand that there's healthy food grown right there and in their own neighborhood and nearby farms and small towns. So these grants do that as well, and it brings the local communities together, I think, and really helping them focus on access to healthy food.